Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very amazing story, a story of the Rebbe giving a bracha and incredible results. The story is called The Fifth Dollar, and it was printed in the Beis Mashiach magazine by Bela Brickman. Once there was a couple, a husband and a wife. The husband was named Moshe, and the wife was named Abigail. The husband, Moshe, was 65 years old, and the wife was 53, Abigail. Now, they had been married for many years. They had been blessed with five boys, and they were wonderful boys, and everything was fine. However, one of the boys, named Ben-Sion, was 20 years old. He was living in Israel, and he had joined the army. He worked very hard to strengthen the settlements in Israel and so forth. And he was in the army, and he was a tank driver. And one time, there was a terrible attack by terrorists, and unfortunately, lo aleinu, rachmana litzlan, he was killed. Now, the parents, of course, were devastated. What could be worse? And they were very, very saddened for few years. And one of their other boys had become Lubavitcher Chassid, and they decided they were going to take a trip to New York, a business trip, but they thought maybe this would get them out of their sad mood, which they'd been in for 3 years. And their son suggested, while they're in New York, why don't you visit Lubavitcher Rebbe? He's a great tzaddik, he can give wonderful brachas, which come true, and so forth. So they decided to do it. At that time, it was soon after the Rebbe's wife, the Rebbetzin Chaim Mushka, had passed away. And therefore, instead of the usual that the Rebbe would give out dollars for tzedakah every Sunday from 770 outside of his office, during this year, the Rebbe gave out the dollars from his home, in his home. People would come by, file through, and the Rebbe would give each one a dollar as he stood in one of the rooms of his home. I think it was maybe the living room, actually. And so as they came past, the wife, Abigail, explained to the Rebbe how very, very broken they were over the passing of their son. And the Rebbe comforted them, and he gave them $4 for tzedakah, one for each boy. And then, very surprisingly, the Rebbe gave them a fifth dollar and said, "This is for your daughter." The line moved along, and they were so surprised they didn't say anything. But when they got outside, they said, "What is this? The Rebbe gave us a dollar for our daughter. We don't have a daughter. We've never had a daughter." And so one chassid saw them all confused and suggested, "Well, maybe, did you adopt a daughter at some point?" "No," they said, "we never adopted a daughter." Rabbi Groner, the Rebbe's secretary, suggested maybe the Rebbe meant a daughter-in-law, because the Gemara says that a daughter-in-law is just like a daughter in many ways. So they thought maybe. And they, sure enough, gave the dollar to their daughter-in-law, and they wrote on it that they were giving it to her because perhaps this is what the Rebbe meant. Months passed by, and still the husband and wife, Moshe and Abigail, still had a lot of pain from their loss of their son, Ben-Sion. And it's true that they had traveled to America to see the Rebbe and a business trip and so forth, but it didn't really change anything because it was such a strange experience. But the Rebbe gave them a dollar for their daughter. They don't really have a daughter. They have a daughter-in-law. And it seemed like maybe the Rebbe didn't understand them. And so they felt just as confused as before. But about a year after they visited the Rebbe, Abigail started to feel like weak and kind of sick, tired. And they went to a lot of doctors to try to figure out what was the matter. And no doctor could figure out what was the matter until finally one doctor said, "I think maybe you should take a pregnancy test to see if you're pregnant." "What?" They said, "What? She's 53 years old. How could you expect that she's pregnant, doctor?" "Doctor's okay. I don't expect it. But the symptoms are very similar to the way a woman feels when she's pregnant. So go and get a test. Go take a test. So Abigail actually took a test right there in the next room. And she came back. She was so excited, she could barely talk. She said, I am pregnant. The test says that I'm pregnant. They couldn't believe it. Moshe and Abigail could not believe it. After all this time, now to be pregnant at age 53, very, very unusual. But they were so excited, so happy. They didn't even listen to what the doctor had to say. The doctor said, come back next week. I have to talk to you. But fine. The next week they came back. The doctor said, very seriously, it's very dangerous for a woman your age to carry a child. Your body is too old, tired, and it's very, very dangerous. And I suggest that you should have what's called an abortion, which means to, chas v'shalom, take out the baby. Now, it's true that if the mother's life is in danger, that her life comes first. But they were much too excited to consider it. And they went to another doctor and another doctor. And they all said the same thing, the same advice. They didn't know what to do. So they went back to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, instead of going to doctors, say Tillim. He said to Abigail, say Tillim. Go to shul, say Tillim. Don't ask any more doctors their advice. And so that's what they did. She said a lot of Tillim. Perhaps he also said Tillim. And sure enough, the Rebbe had given them a bracha that it should be an easy pregnancy, an easy birth. And sure enough, that's what it was. Beautiful baby girl was born. And now, after all of those sad years, they were finally again happy. Now, what about the fifth dollar? So, of course, their daughter-in-law, when she heard the story, she realized that this dollar was really meant for the new baby. So, of course, she happily gave the dollar to the new baby after having enjoyed it for some time. I don't know if she ever got another dollar. Perhaps she did. But this story is a very important story for us because we see the great power of a tzaddik. That a tzaddik can bring brachas down that are perhaps in heaven. That Hashem is, of course, the source of all brachas, but Hashem gives the tzaddik the power to channel the bracha to the person who needs it. And that's what happened in this story as well. Of course, it's connected to Geula too, because Geula itself is compared to birth. The whole idea of Geula is like a newborn child. Gullus is like pregnancy, and Geula is like the birth. And we are looking forward to the birth of the Geula. We are bitter about this Gullus, but even more so, we are happy that the Geula is about to come. As all of our rabbis tell us, and especially the Rebbe tells us, we're very, very close. One more good deed, one more good word, one more even good thought, and tip the entire scale and bring the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.